There's one from the Open University for you.
I thought I'd get an email. This can't be good. They never write.
Well, you better open it and find out.
Oh, my God. They've accepted my explanation. And even wish you well, Ted. I'm being referred for study skills training, whatever that means. And the assignment will be given a zero grade.
So you got away with it, then?
I'm getting a zero grade. That's hardly getting away with it. Are you disappointed that they haven't expelled me?
Of course not.
You are. Ted, how could you? You wanted them to expel me so that, well, why exactly?
Donna, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm pleased that the outcome is what you wanted. Look, I've got to go to work.
Jade, come back here. You are such a madam, honestly.
Now she can crawl. You're going to need eyes in the back of your head.
Stay put. Here, play with this. So, what did you think of that interview that Neil did?
It's okay. It's a bit long, though, and he doesn't really give the other person much of a chance to speak.
I know. That's what I thought. At first, I didn't think he'd done an interview at all. His first question was like a lecture. I can't leave it out. He's worked so hard on this.
How long is this podcast supposed to last for?
5 minutes, maximum.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Katie. It's Donna.
Donna, I was wondering what happened to you. I've been putting this podcast together. Did you manage to do any interviews?
I'm so sorry, Katie. I just couldn't do it at all. You know, with this awful plagiarism thing hanging over me.
That's understandable. Don't worry. Me and Neil have got loads. I'm supposed to meet him later. You know that cafe on Holden Street?
No. I don't really know that area. But I'm sure I can find it. That's if you want me to, of course. After all, it sounds as if you two have done all the work.
Of course we want you to. The Three Musketeers, remember?
Okay. What time?
Jade, put that down. You are being very naughty. I'm going to strap you in that buggy if you don't behave.
I think she might have a bit too much of a mother in her.
Oh, hiya. I think you might be right. Is that for me?
Double mocha. With marshmallows. Right?
Thanks. Ah, and there's Donna.
Hello, you two. How are you both?
Neil, sit down, will you? Hi, Donna. I'm fine, but being run ragged by Jade.
Hello, Jade. What are you doing under the table? She's grown.
And she's crawling, which means I spend half my time chasing her.
I'll get you a coffee, Donna. What are you having?
I should be paying. I'm celebrating.
Oh? What are you celebrating?
The academic conduct officer has finally decided on my case. I can't believe how stressful it all was.
And they've let you off?
A zero grade, but they did accept my apology.
So, what I've done is I've put them together as vox pops. There was so much stuff. We could have a 10-week TV series with it.
So how long does it last for?
I think it'll be about 4.5 minutes, all told.
You two have done a marvellous job. But I don't think I can take any credit. So I'll remove my name.
Maybe not so fast. We still need somebody to do the intros of each of the vox pops. It can't be Neil or me because we're already in there. So I thought...
Donna, obviously.
And they took most of my furniture. Fortunately, they at least left Jade's cot.
Oh, my Katie. It sounds just awful. How have you been able to concentrate on your studies with all that going on?
Well, to be honest, it was difficult. But do you know what? Sometimes studying is the only thing that seems easy.
Easy? Really?
Okay, comparatively easy. You know, I'm basically living in one bedroom now. So I try to stay out of my friend Cheryl's way as much as I can. When Jade's sleeping, I read.
There we are. Mocha for Katie. Cappuccino for Donna. Latte for me.
You know, every time I read a chapter, I change my mind about what I want to do. I read the chapters on the economy and I got quite excited about that. But this chapter on identity that I've just finished was so interesting. I'm kind of thinking I might do psychology after all.
I haven't done it yet, I'm afraid. I just finished the one on greenhouse emissions. It's all rather depressing, isn't it?
I'm even further behind than that. I've only just submitted TMA4.
TMA4? How have you got that far behind?
Oh, it didn't take much effort. I've spoken to Martin and I've got to catch up. Do you know, there are no extensions for TMA7.
Yeah, it says so in the assignment booklet. Oh, I'm just so frustrated that you two haven't read the chapter on identity. I really wanted to discuss it. There's no more tutorials now either.
Why don't you tell us what's in it? You'll be doing us a favour.
It's all about how our identities change over time. You know, when you become a mother. Obviously not you, Neil.
No, that would be newsworthy.
Yes, it would, wouldn't it? It's all about the way your priorities change when you've suddenly got to care for somebody other than yourself. You know, I look at Cheryl and I think, that was me a year or so ago. And now look at me. Or look at Jade.
And she's changing too.
In the chapter, it talks about how your practices change. You know, and you're not going to understand this either, Neil, but things like feeding and changing a baby are practices which confirm your identity as a mother. When Jade was born, I was almost in denial about it. I refused to think of myself as a mother. I remember saying to her, I'm going to be like your big sister. But I'm not, am I? It's what they call an identity conflict.
I felt a bit like that too when my twins were born. I really wanted children. I always had. As soon as Ted and I got married, it just seemed the right thing to do. But once they came along, I struggled much more than I thought I would with the idea of me as a mum. It's weird, isn't it? I think I still saw myself as a teenager. Well, I was still a teenager.
Oh, I'm going to have to go. It's been great seeing you both. So next week, the conference. I'm really looking forward to it.
We'll be in touch before then, though.
I'll email you both tonight. Have you looked at the programme?
It looks really interesting. I can't go to all the daytime things, though, unfortunately. I'll be at work.
Well, I can see I've got some catching up to do.